This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
You're all I've ever wanted, but I'm terrified of you. Think my castle may be haunted, but I'm terrified of you.
37 minutes after 12 o'clock. Happy Halloween, everybody. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline is Brian Howell, our Buffs insider from Buff Zone. Brian, my man, I kind of thought CU wasn't as bad as maybe that record indicated. You and I talked about this. The BYU game was close. The TCU game was close. They got a backdoor cover there. And then you beat Iowa State. And then you get the bye week, you go to Utah, ouch. Rock bottom for the Buffs at this stage, Brian?
I forgot what happened in Salt Lake City.
I think Coach Prime would like to forget that, too.
last week obviously was rock bottom. I think that this week is huge mentally for the Buffs and how they respond to that, because that was not what we had seen the previous seven games, right?
Right.
They had, as we talked about, they had beaten Iowa State the game before. They nearly beat TCU, and probably you could argue should have beat TCU, should have beat BYU the weeks before that. So they've played pretty good football in a lot of games this year, but it just was a disaster last week in Salt Lake City. And so if they can move past that and realize that that's not who we really are, then I think they'll be okay. But sometimes that's a hard one to come back from.
No question. And a lot of people, and I'll ask too, like the quarterback situation, what that looks like. But, it's hard for me to go, oh, this is all on Caden Salter. That was a defense that gave up 422 yards on the ground, Brian. I don't care how good Caden, that was a bad game. No question about it for Caden Salter. But it was rough. It was rough in all phases for the Buffs against Utah.
Yeah, had Caden played well, then they might have lost 53-25. I have a hard time putting it on Caden. To me, that was a game that they would have gotten blown out if Shadur was the quarterback, in my opinion. I think the offensive line for the first time all year was atrocious. We talked about them being much better this year, and they have been. They were really bad against Utah. And look, Caden had no time. He threw 13 incompletions, and according to PFF, seven of them were throwaways just because he's running for his life. And I thought the number was higher than that. He had no time to get anything done. I don't know how – it's hard for me to put it on him.
Yeah.
He didn't play well, but nobody in front of him did. And as we know, watching football all these years, every quarterback – I've seen Tom Brady look very pedestrian when his offensive line doesn't play well. It's hard to put it on the quarterback. They've got to play better, there's no question. But last week, I think they played a really good, angry team, and I think it just snowballed.
Is there any chance that we see Julian Lewis? And again, we're both kind of on the same page. It's not all on Caden Salter, but that's a question that's coming up. Is there a chance we see him this weekend? Is there a chance that we see him again at some point before the season ends?
Given the fact that Coach Prime is the coach, I think there's always a chance for everything that we mentioned.
Yeah,
I never know what he's going to do. I will say every time we've asked about Julian Lewis, and it's been a couple weeks now, he basically gives the indication of he's not ready. And what we know about Coach Prime is he's big on preparation. He's old school in that regard. He's not going to put guys out there if they haven't done what they're supposed to be doing. We saw last week. He benched his top two receivers in that game, which also did not help Caden Salter, right? Omarion Miller and Joseph Williams were benched in the first half, Joseph Williams for the entire game. So he's not going to put Julian out there if Julian's not doing what he's supposed to. All things being equal, I still think you got to ride with Caden Salter at this point. But certainly I think that if things are going south tomorrow, I say, you could see Julian Lewis in there.
Well, talk to me about, you know, Arizona and kind of what you I think at the beginning of the season, Arizona was picked to be in the bottom, kind of finish at the bottom of the barrel. And they're kind of like that right now. But they got a really entertaining quarterback, had a close game against Houston and BYU last time around. Kind of similar to CU, I guess, where, you know, because they got blown out by Iowa State, but they also kept it close with other teams like BYU. Talk to me about the expectations and what you're thinking in this game coming up this weekend against Arizona.
Yeah, I think you sort of mentioned, but I mean, they're sort of similar profiling teams, right? I mean, they both have a blowout loss on the road in conference. They both, you know, both of them had a 14-point lead at home against BYU and lost the game. You know, they've got some, you know, close games otherwise, and I think both of them are sort of in a similar boat in that they need this game to turn their season around a little bit. I think that Arizona looks at this as like, all right, Colorado, we can beat them. Let's go. And Colorado looks at it as like, all right, Arizona, yeah, we can beat them. Let's go. So I think it's they're two bottom half of the Big 12 teams that need a win. You know, and I think that there's nothing scary about Arizona, and I don't think there's anything scary about CU. And so I think just whoever comes out and plays a cleaner game and avoids the mistakes and is mentally right, I think, wins this game. And that's maybe simplifying it, but I think mental is so huge for Colorado in this one. And I give them the edge because they're at home.
What do you what do you expect from Noah Fifita? Like, that's what I'm saying. That guy's entertaining. He will throw interceptions. He will run around, try to create plays, all this stuff. He's fun to watch. But, you know, how can the Buffs hope to slow him down?
Yeah, they got to get to him, and it's going to be tough. I mean, they're so banged up up front. You know, I tweeted this out the other day, but based on the injury report, they've got 9 defensive tackles on their roster, and they might only have 4 of them available tomorrow. And you've got a couple defensive ends that are out. They've got good guys that are still healthy, but they've got to find a way to get to Fifita and put some pressure on him. And the best corners have to step up. They have not played great most of the year. They're going to have to step up and play better. But they can certainly hold Arizona down. This is not an offensive juggernaut. I mean, the only Power 4 team Arizona scored more than 28 points against is Oklahoma State, which is probably the worst Power 4 team there is this year. So this is not an offensive juggernaut. This is a game that the Buffs can maybe get right offensively and defensively and win a game.
Buffs are, last I checked, 3.5-point dogs in this one, Brian. But you sounds like you might kind of like them at home this weekend.
Yeah, they're going to win. I would almost guarantee it. Not that I think they're going to blow them out, but I think the Buffs are so desperate and there's so much in front of them that I think they're going to win. I think that this is a huge one for Colorado. And frankly, Brady, they've got a chance here, if their minds are right, to go on a 3-game winning streak here and secure bowl eligibility. But they have to get it done tomorrow, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going back and forth with, but you're helping me on this. This is what it's all about, Brian, just building up for the picks at the end of the show. I could see it going either way. You know, I still believe in this Buffs team, but that Utah game really has me rattled. But I'm gonna take your approach. What happened last week? I forgot about it. Let's just move on.
Yeah. Well, and look, Arizona, they're better, but they're also 1-10 in their last. Or I think it's 2-10 in the last 12 conference games. They're 1-6 on the road under Brent Brennan. So again, this is not like, this isn't even Iowa State coming in here. This is it's a fine team. You know, they've got a little bit of talent, you know, and they can certainly beat the Buffs. It wouldn't surprise me if they beat them. But this is definitely winnable for Colorado, and they should win it. I mean, if they have the right mindset and there's some pride in them after last week, they'll win this football game.
Yeah, that's the question, too, is you always wonder at the end of the season, and you can say all you want. Hey, these guys are Division I ball players. They don't need motivation. They don't need that kind of stuff. But when you get down to the end and you had a bad game against Utah like that, where are the mentals for, you know, the young guys on this roster?
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, we're not going to find out until tomorrow. I mean, they've said the right things this week. They've talked about having, you know, a nice response in practice on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. And that doesn't mean a whole lot to the fans because they talked about practicing well last week too. So we just got to see how they come out and play on Saturday. It's a huge one. And I would say it's one of the biggest games of the Coach Prime era because of what November could do to this team positively or negatively. If you don't win this game, there could really be a tailspin here and finish 3-9. you win this game, you could go on a run and finish 6-6, 7-5.
Yeah, which, you know, at the beginning of the season, that's kind of where you and I were talking about this team being. So for people that follow the program and kind of get everything they lost heading into this year, that would be considered a minor boost, a minor victory there, I suppose.
Yeah, and they should lean into that. I mean, there's still a very real chance to get to a bowl game, which would be two in a row, which Colorado hasn't done in 20 years. You know, we talked about it before. I mean, Gary Barnett was the coach last time the bus went to back-to-back bowls. There's a real opportunity to do that here and build some momentum going into your future. But there's also that real possibility of, fading and going 3-9, and you've got no momentum going into your future. So it's a very critical stretch, I think, for the Buffs.
No question. Yeah, well said, my friend. Brian, always appreciate it, man. We'll be looking out for pregame stuff from you, I'm sure, as we get set for Colorado and Arizona, 5 o'clock tomorrow on FS1. Always appreciate it, my man.
You bet. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Brian Howell, Buff Zone. He is our Buffs insider. He says this is a pretty big game, not just for the now, but for what that looks like preparing for next season. And wins help with recruits. They do. And when you lose big like that to Utah, that hurts with recruits. So a bounce back is needed for the Colorado Buffaloes. 48 after the hour. Michael, let's take a short break. It's the whole show on a Big City Roadhouse Football Friday. We'll be right back.
College football, the NFL, and the Broncos. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.